Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Hello again, Colm O'Mungine here. Now, sales of new electric cars are down just over 14% in the first 3 months of this year compared to last year, despite the overall new car market growing by 8%. The drop in EV sales comes as a new survey from AA Ireland found that over 50% of people will not opt for electric in their next car due to what they say is misinformation and a lack of education. For more on this, I'm joined on the line now by Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, and Brian Cook, director general of SIMI, the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. You're both very welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us. Geraldine, if I can come to you first, just looking at the sales figures for the month of March for new cars, overall, it's down across the board by comparison with last year.
Yeah, I think there's a number of reasons for that in terms of just the general market. There were a lot of delays still in 2022 with cars coming into the country. A lot of those would have been pushed into kind of the first 3 months of 2023. So a lot of decisions made in 2022 but didn't take delivery of cars till 2023. So I think that might explain it. You know, there's a number of things happening. I think in terms of the EVs, what really we're looking at now is we've moved into a different type of market. We're moving from the early adopters into the more mainstream market. I think also the prices of petrol and diesel and the fuel prices being low for the last few months has probably had an impact. Electricity prices are high. There's high prices to be paid on the public charging network. Also, new car prices are falling. And I think people are probably thinking, will they fall further? Should I hold on? So I think there's a lot of things going on at the moment. But I think misinformation, as identified by the AA, is also a key factor.
OK, we'll get to that in a minute. But what are people buying if they're not buying EVs in such great numbers?
Yeah, well, the share of petrol cars is going up more than anything. It now accounts for over 33%. Diesel is still, you know, 23%, which means more than a fifth of people are still opting for diesel cars. Hybrids have come up slightly as well. They're up by 21%. And electrics now are down at 12.69%, or just under 13%, with plug-in hybrids at 8%. So I think petrol cars are the ones benefiting at the moment.
Is that because smaller petrol engines are available in larger cars, that there's, you see kind of, I suppose, a larger chassis being pulled by a smaller petrol engine?
Yeah, look, I think over the last number of years that, you know, that people have realised they don't need a diesel car, and diesel car sales have fallen. They don't need diesel if they're not doing long distance, and there is a choice in petrol. And I think there is still a perception as well that you get better value if you buy a petrol car as opposed to an electric car. Again, it goes back to that misinformation. People don't realise that there are a lot of electric cars now that are the same price as similarly priced petrol cars.
All right. Brian Cook, CEO of SIMI, or Director General of SIMI, what are you... your members hearing on the forecourt when people come in to kick the tires of an electric car? Why are they maybe not going further and buying them in as great number as we've seen before?
Well, I think the AA survey, and I haven't seen it all, I've just seen snippets, I actually think tells the story. I think there is misinformation out there. I think also Geraldine mentioned the move from early adopters to the early mass market. It's a different type of customer. The early adopters are keen, and as the headline suggests, that they're going to buy an electric vehicle. So as we move into the mass market, I think that cohort of customers needs greater convincing. Again, Geraldine highlighted that prices are actually coming down, so there is a much wider selection of electric cars there. But the misinformation thing, I think, is really...
Yeah, why don't you talk
us?
Because obviously your members are hearing this. People come in, you know, a member of yours might say, well, what are you interested in? They say, well, I'm not looking for electric. What reasons do they give?
Well, the reasons, firstly, is the length of the battery life. And I think the AA survey highlighted that people think that it's less than 100,000 kilometres, when most manufacturers are giving 8-year or 160,000 kilometre warranties, which actually isn't finite. The battery will last longer than that. And the environmental benefits, again, there's been some misinformation out there about the environmental benefits of an electric vehicle versus
I think the big one is people have looked at the carbon emissions that's put into the manufacture of an electric vehicle, but because of the lack of tailpipe emissions, actually over the lifetime of the vehicle, emissions are half that what might come out of an engine fueled by fossil fuels. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what. I think if you look at the transport environment in Brussels, have done a survey, and they say like 30,000 kilometres worth of driving will make an electric vehicle emit less carbon than an equivalent petrol or diesel car. And in the Irish context, 30,000 kilometres is actually less than 2 years driving. So over the lifetime, there's actually significant savings. And I think in some cases, it's well in excess of the 50%. But I think it goes beyond that, though, as well. I think we do need to educate, you know, the wider community as well. Ireland is actually a great country to buy an electric vehicle. We've a lot of advantages. The housing stock, 80% of it actually allows for home charging, which is much cheaper than public charging. It's a small country, so we don't need to have long journeys, so range anxiety is a bit less. And although it mightn't seem like it, we do live in a temperate climate, which actually helps the battery.
Why? Because your air con's not on, is it?
Yeah, well, I think it's a there isn't extreme low or extreme high temperatures, so both of which can impact on the battery. You know, the range of a battery when you're driving. Ireland has got a temperate climate, okay, as I said.
Geraldine, what about the infrastructure? Could that be better to convince people to adapt to EVs, notwithstanding the misinformation issue that Brian and yourself have mentioned?
Yeah, I think the infrastructure is important for two reasons. Now, exactly as Brian said, you know, the vast majority of people do most of their charging, 80% of their charging at home. But the problem is, for those people who are thinking about buying an EV, they need to see working, reliable charging points that are plentiful in their own area, that are on journeys they make, and they're not seeing those at the moment. It is improving, but it's we're only playing catch-up. I think the other issue is, if we hear of one, you know, if there's a bad news story about an EV and, you know, somebody gets on Twitter and says how it took them 5 hours to cross the country to go from Dublin to Cork or whatever, and they stopped at various different charging points, that one story does more damage because it's become a bit of a political issue. Journeys that are made across the country and the charging network that works. So I think that's the problem more than anything. It's as much a perception and a reality issue as well. So,
all right, Brian, is it that EVs were very much in the first place a kind of a second car for shorter journeys, not a primary car? So maybe they're not used as much, and those who are going to buy a second car still have the first one they bought, and people just aren't renewing them as much.
Well, I think the experience actually in Norway, which they have a huge portion now, it's a different economy. In a lot of cases, it is the second car. And I think that might have been true at the start of the EV project in Ireland. But I think if you look at the big selling electric cars, they're actually family cars. So they're not necessarily smaller cars or second cars. And so I think most of the early adopters clearly are, it is their main car. And they're doing it as much for environmental as economic reasons to buy that car.
All right. And what about resale value, finally, Brian?
Well, I have to be careful. I am from a trade association actually talking about prices of cars. So, okay.
All right. Well, Geraldine, let's go to you very briefly on that. Resale value, is that something that's hit people's uptake of electric vehicles?
Yeah, I think the problem at the moment is we saw, first of all, we had very high second-hand prices for petrol, diesel and electric during the pandemic, and they took a very long time to fall down. What happened then, though, was Tesla in China started to reduce their prices. That spread across Europe. European car makers responded, and EV new car prices fell. Now, once they fall, second-hand prices come down as well. It's a very immature second-hand market still as well. It hasn't stabilised completely. Petrol and diesel have been around for years. So there is still concerns about falling and depreciation rates on EVs. And people are right to be concerned at the moment until it does stabilise. So I think that is having a big impact. But I think it's the new car prices that are impacting on the second-hand prices. So it's not that there isn't a value in second-hand cars.
Okay, Geraldine Herbert, motoring correspondent with the Sunday Independent, and Brian Cook, Director General of SIMI. Thanks very much for joining us. We're back with headlines and sport after this.